And good morning. We're speaking with Chris Newman, who is the coordinator of the Firehouse Youth Center. It's a not-for-profit after-school program. It's for youth based in Bowmanville. It's a great cause. Hello, Newman.
I haven't heard that one before, Jerry.
Thanks. Well, I'm Jerry, right? Hello, Jerry.
Exactly.
Oh, it just writes itself.
Oh, boy.
Chris, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the Firehouse Youth Center?
Yeah, for sure. So like Jerry mentioned, I mean, the Firehouse is a year-round after-school adult-supervised program for youth in Bowmanville, age 12 to 19. We do a ton of cool stuff. We offer a ton of programs for them, everything from sports and life skills, opportunities to get involved in the community. If they're not interested in programming, the kids can come in, play some of our video games. We got pool tables, workout equipment, sports equipment, a little bit of everything. And it's all free, which I mean is kind of the best news. We want to make sure that every single youth in the community knows about it and can come in and access it no matter what.
Now, are you looking for youth that perhaps may not have access to some of these great things otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, the whole goal of making the programming free is, one, because we get great support from the community, but number two is to make sure that every youth has a chance or an opportunity to access some of these things. I mean, we all know that things like sports, getting involved in after-school recreational programs and stuff like that usually isn't cheap.
No, it's expensive. You're right.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that everybody's got a chance to come out and have a little bit of fun.
Well, I was just going to ask about what you've got coming up in May, because you've got a really cool fundraising weekend kind of happening. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, May is probably one of our most fun events and months for sure. So we kick it off right in Youth Week with a couple of our super cool music-themed events. We've got Mics on Fire, which is a relatively new vocal competition that we launched 3 years ago. And basically for this one, we're looking for local youth performers passionate about music to come out and really just strut their stuff on stage. And then the next night, we roll right into our annual Battle of the Bands, which, I mean, just like the name suggests, youth bands come out, perform, all genres welcome for both events. And it's a great way, again, get up there, showcase some talent. When you give them the chance, it's unbelievable what they can do.
Yeah.
Again, they got a chance to win prizes, everything from studio time, music prize packs, cash prizes that they can hopefully put back into the bands or, you know, purchase themselves a new guitar or something like that. So, I mean, yeah, there are some really cool events. And then, I mean, people got the chance to come out for just $10. Each event's between 3 and 6 hours worth of music for $10, so it's not too bad. And then all proceeds not only go back to the prizing, but then come back to the youth center as well.
Is there a place where people can get more information about the events that are going on or volunteering?
Absolutely. So, I mean, they can check out our website, which is thefirehouse.ca. On top of that, we're on Facebook and Twitter, again, just at The Firehouse. Or they can email me directly at firehouse@jhsd.ca.
All right. Perfect. Chris Newman, coordinator, Firehouse Youth Center. Thank you so much, and good luck with your event.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much for having me.